the United States is in the midst of what Housing Secretary Sean Donovan calls the worst rental affordability crisis ever. Poor families have been hit the hardest. An overwhelming majority spend more than half of their incomes on rent. Others live in substandard housing or are homeless. The problem is especially acute in fast-growing areas like Washington, D.C., as NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Much of what you need to know about the affordable housing crisis can be seen right outside NPR's headquarters, just a few blocks from the U.S. Capitol.
It's in an area called NoMA, which stands for North of Massachusetts Avenue, and it's a pretty busy, happening place right now.
It sort of looks like a playground for young professionals, almost.
Will Merrifield is a staff attorney at the Washington Legal Clinic for the Homeless. We're taking a walk around the block.
Pet shops, coffee shops, you know, bike lanes, dog parks.
All the things, he says, that attract the kinds of people who can afford the luxury apartments that are also springing up around here. Bright new structures with rooftop pools, fountains, big banners advertising modern upscale living.
I mean, I don't know what these places go for, but You do.
I just happen to know. Okay, so here we have...
I checked it all out beforehand. Studio apartments rent for about $1,500 a month. Two bedrooms go for as much as $6,000. Pretty standard for a hot market like Washington, D.C., but Merrifield says, just look across the street.
It's so cliche, but it really is like the tale of two cities.
Across from NPR are several public housing complexes and a huge parking lot where a subsidized apartment building once stood. It was torn down 6 years ago, and residents were promised that new affordable units would be built in its place, a promise yet to be realized. Instead, these and many other low-income residents have been squeezed out of the area.
You know, probably people who live in these new buildings have no idea. Have absolutely no idea how the people who have been displaced by this housing market, what they have to go through and how they're living.
I'm stuck here in this apartment. They won't fix anything. My heater has been busted since I moved in. I've been here since 2012, May.
Tony Smart is a 28-year-old mother of two. She's showing me her small, rundown apartment in another part of the city. To keep warm this winter, she kept the oven on. Smart has lived in Washington, D.C. all her life, and she works. But with her minimum wage job, she really can't afford to live here anymore.
Where am I going to find another apartment for $769? You know, where am I going to find one? I'd rather deal with no heat than to be back in the shelter.
Smart and her kids bounced around the city's homeless shelter system 3 years ago. That's where a growing number of D.C. families are ending up. Smart says working people like her need more help. She had some rental assistance, but that's now gone. And she could qualify for subsidized housing, but there are currently 72,000 families on the city's waiting list.
What is the government going to do with the people that's in the district that's, like, just meeting ends meet? Like, I'm not no basketball player. I'm not no supermodel. Come on.
It's sort of the problem we see across the country in our large urban areas where cities are popular again.
Adrian Todman runs the D.C. Housing Authority. She says the city does have more subsidized housing units than it did a decade ago, but she admits they can't keep up with the growing demand. The city keeps losing affordable housing, mostly replaced by high-end apartments. Still, says Todman, there are advantages to all this new growth.
When people move to D.C., we get a stronger tax base. What happens when you have a stronger tax base? You get more money into the city's coffers. What happens when you get money into the city's coffers? You now have money to pay for better education, better housing.
And she says the city has committed to spending hundreds of millions of dollars on new affordable housing. She also promises that all those apartments knocked down across from NPR's headquarters will be replaced.
I think that we probably just need to act with a little bit more urgency.
Which isn't enough for advocates like Will Merrifield, who say that people need housing now. Indeed, earlier this month, a friend called Tony Smart at work to alert her that all of her possessions were out on the street. She'd been evicted. Her rental assistance from the city was a day late. A court got her right back into the apartment, but by the time Smart got home that day...
My kids' toys was gone, their bikes was gone, My TVs was gone. Everything was gone.
She's now trying to refurnish, and she's pretty sure she has enough money to pay June's rent. But after that, who knows? Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.